Creating Innovators, the making of young people who will change the world. Author, Tony Wagner. Innovation, nature or nurture? Your reaction to most other parental issues can very well determine if your child will turn out to be innovative or not. The parents who take the time to go and buy Play-Doh if their young child insists on a different colour for something that he is making, despite their busy schedule, is on the path of creating an innovator. To create innovators not only means supplying the potential innovator with the right skills, tools and atmosphere, but also to supply the people around them who will nurture their growth. Parents, teachers, mentors and basically anyone interested in fostering future generations must also learn to present their knowledge and know-how in a different way. The notion of innovators can be created cuts through the myth that they are naturally born this way. Becoming an innovator is an acquired skill if guided properly. What is an innovation? Being innovative is something that anyone can do if guided correctly, and can be done in any field of work. A person must enhance his ability to view a problem in an imaginative way and view all sides of a problem. Top companies are always searching for the people who take the initiative instead of waiting for an order. And such companies value the curiosity of a person just as much, if not more, than their know-how. The innovative generation. What differs the 21st century of youth as a whole is mainly the internet and how it's opened doors and provided platforms of learning unlike any standard way of schooling has before. The result is as a generation that is sceptical of their older adults and the educational system. In the past, innovators were found more by chance rather than created. Play, passion and purpose. You create an intrinsic motivation in someone using three techniques: play, passion and purpose. Play is the natural instinct of all children. Through it, they can imagine worlds of past and create for themselves worlds of future and non-existent things. As children reach adolescence, play can turn into passion. Passion goes hand in hand with perseverance to continue to work on something out of loyalty and love. Play and passion combine to make an adult with a purpose. The research into this suggests that passion is often not enough and one cannot depend on it solely as it's emotionally based. So it must take another deeper, more meaningful form, that of purpose, that you want to make a difference. The innovator as a young man. We have learned how a childhood of playing and exploring can lead to a passion that can turn and blossom into a purpose for a life goal or career. For the innovation generation, school is simply a matter of getting credentials, but it is by no means the road to innovative success. Innovation can only thrive in the atmosphere of exploration, and this starts at home and further in schools and in the workplace. Most parents would not like to take such a risk with their children. For the parents who want to have a role in the upbringing of an innovative child, they need to understand that the learning process is not just a means to an end in order to get the right grades for the right college. Learning is an end means on its own. STEM innovators. The obvious trait in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math students is that they want to create things that will change the world. This concept is easily understood by people, thus making STEM innovators roads a bit more accessible than social innovators. Yet in both cases, to reach innovation stage, they must be given different form of education. One that emphasises collaboration with colleagues, that allows hands-on projects, and one that encourages risk-taking. STEM students can come from an affluent background or from a more deprived background. But that does not hinder the strive for becoming innovative, because the basis for creating innovators does not depend on upper-class or notable schools. The bottom line is that most institutes still only offer a rigid and conventional learning system based on individual achievement and reward. How to develop STEM students? The hands-on project approach is of dire importance to STEM students as it allows them to deal with real-life problems and gives them the chance to do what they know how to do best to create. The learning system needs more interdisciplinary studies and credit for student design projects or entrepreneurial work. Students inclined to innovation simply do not learn as well nor take with them after graduation much significance from traditional teaching. Academics who try to help students realise their innovative potential can actually add a couple of years' work experience to a student who has not even graduated yet. Their focus is not on grades nor on finding the best paying most prestigious job afterwards, their journey is about giving and giving back to the world at large and to their communities. Social innovators. STEM and social innovators like to make things to change the world. They both visualise their surroundings and the world's a different place. Though people can quickly grasp the many ideas of STEM innovatives placed forward, they have a harder time understanding the ideas of social innovators. By nature, social innovators are idealistic and often disruptors as well. More often than not, they are viewed as enthusiastic but naive in the face of real-world problems, which means their education must be handled in a different way than people with a scientific background. Innovating learning. Teachers have just as much to learn from their students as students have to learn from their teachers. And to teach a potentially innovative student, teachers must also have an innovative style of curriculum to offer the student of their own. To do this, the educational institutes as a whole need to keep up with the changes happening. There are some schools and colleges that are breaking barriers and offering students more than the regular system of study. Without this collaborative attempt in making a new type of education, students cannot expect to recognise problems and needs of the society, let alone solve them. The future of innovation. The creating innovative process begins with the family and how the parents bring up their children. It's a fine line between nurturing your child to become creative and losing the sense of guidance and authority that parents were meant to have. Major corporations. A repeating theme of young innovators is that they are not interested in working for big companies. They are more likely to work for NGOs and other non-profit smaller organisations. Young innovators face a stifling of their creativity from big-name companies because by nature they do not comply well to rigid rules of authority, nor do their interests lie in the technicalities of profit and gain. Their interests lie in making and designing things in collaboration with others to make this world a better place to live in. Redefining authority. Authority, as we know it, is based on command and control, leader and follower, and other forms of authority, where one person commands and the others obey. Usually, that person is of a higher position or title, and this is where his or her authority stems from. For innovation to take place in companies, this type of authority needs to be done with, because it clashes with what is needed in today's world of innovations. Instead of using authority that is based on prestige or title, they use authority that stems from expertise, the ability to listen to others, to teach good values and to help individuals reach their full capacity. This is the meaning of redefining authority. Who can become an innovator? Innovators do not necessarily have to be an entrepreneur, but they can be those people who can be innovative when working within organisations, corporations and non-profits. We have seen how parents, schools and people of authority have all major roles in creating innovators. It's an intentional effort that is made to create and to encourage them to do what they love, to play right till it becomes a passion leading to a purpose, to collaborate with others, not to fear failure, among all other measures needed to be taken. The economies of countries can no longer depend on the sole genius who shows up haphazardly by accident rather than by intentional purpose. Innovators can be created.